Hey Leute, hier ist Max Giesinger und ich habe mir gerade Harry Potter und das verwunschene Kind angeguckt. Was eine geile Show, könnte ich mir direkt nochmal reinziehen. Sichert euch jetzt Tickets unter harrypottertheater.de.
Bis Sommer 2026. Ein letztes Mal Magie.
Nur noch für kurze Zeit, also husch husch in den Warenkorb mit den Tickets.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Frischenetz Sekt, verschiedene Sorten, je 0,75 Liter Flasche nur 3,49 Euro. Und außerdem Emira Klettscheiben, Natur, je 200 Gramm Packung nur 2,22 Euro. Sichere dir außerdem bis zum 24. Dezember 10% Rewe Bonusguthaben auf Weihnachtssüßwaren. Nur in deiner Rewe-App. Frohe Weihnachten. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Greg Warren. You'll hear him coming up right after this.
Now, with tips on how to help women achieve an orgasm, here's Morgan Freeman.
What?
Let me see. Damn.
Tips on how to help women achieve an orgasm with Morgan Freeman has been canceled.
Thank you very kindly.
Thank you very kindly.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Well, we are joined via the Zoom, if you will. We have a comedian, Greg Warren, joining us from
Zoom.
Yes, we do.
Now, Greg, are you actually in front of a brick wall, or is that a faux brick wall as part of your computer transmission?
Well, it's actually a sort of in between it. That's a curtain, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see the creases and the...
Yeah. Yeah, I need to iron that thing out.
So someone makes a brick wall curtain?
Yeah.
That's, and then someone buys one?
And then they hang it up to show everyone they have one?
Well, I did some Zoom corporate gigs, you know, over the pandemic, chick. You know, trying to make it look like a comedy club.
Gotcha. Oh, all man. Right.
I see.
Well, get the crease out of it. It looks like
a curtain.
Yeah, you know, I had a couple of four immigrants working for me. They just pull it on both sides while I'm doing this.
Oh, okay,
show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
looks
those
like,
guys don't show
looks
up
Looks like Jim
time.
Abbott hung that thing.
Oh, no.
Wow, that is just mean.
Wow, that is a...
It's just not humorous at all.
No.
You had me, Greg, you could have fooled me. I thought it was a brick wall, though it looks kind of curved.
Well, but you're...
It seems like you woke up this morning and said, I'm going to take a shot at Jim Abbott.
Well, we had a nice news story last week about a guy who did a great thing that had a similar affliction, if you will. Now, Greg, I want to play something for you before we begin. I will point out Greg Ward is a stand-up comedian. He's responsible for the... television special and accompanying media pieces.
What are you saying?
Known as is it where the field corn grows? This is some audio from last year, actually. Early in the program. Here we go. Oh, is Greg Warren coming in today?
Come on.
Jesus.
What a jerk.
There you go. So you can see.
Yeah, those are my friends.
Your friends are here. So now.
Saturday, Greg, I was walking. I was doing some yard work. And,
oh, that's a great story, Greg.
And one of my neighbors came up to me.
Yeah,
and he said, hey, on your show, you have that Greg Warren guy. And I had never really met this neighbor. And I go, yeah. And he goes, boy, he's good. He's one of my favorites.
And
I had to explain to him, no.
that's when you stepped on a rake.
Set him straight, Josh. Set him straight.
So, yeah, Paul, my neighbor Paul, is a huge fan of yours.
Tell neighbor Paul, you know, I'll send him a CD or something.
Okay. He would love that.
You could sell him a CD. Don't give him away for free. What are you thinking?
Now, Greg, I know that you have been holed up, if you will, in your fashionable Northside condo in St. Louis. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, other than the north side part, it's more on the southwest side of the city.
Ooh, right.
Nowhere near the north.
So sorry.
Can you see the art from your window?
No. There is some. I don't even know who said that.
Well, hell, I'd move if I was you.
You want to get the view.
You got to get the view. You got to
see
the art.
What's the point living in St. Louis if you ain't going to see the art?
She is.
You got some cheap apartment then, huh?
Is it true Fred Bird lives in the art?
Fred Bird
does live at the
art. You know, you do comedy. You know Fred Bird then, right? He's funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we work together quite a bit.
Oh, man. At Fred Bird.
Opened for him several times.
Yes, sir. I bet you did.
So,
you can't follow him.
You've been there pretty much by yourself for the last year. Is that correct?
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah.
I see. And are you doing anything to take care of yourself? Are you running? Are you doing lifting weights? Do you have a little some kind of gym?
I see my holistic doctor. Tom. This week.
Yeah.
What are they going to look for?
I had some stomach problems a while back, and saw some regular doctors, and they didn't work. And my friend was like, "You should go see a holistic doctor." And I'm like,
like a witch doctor.
I'm not going to see a witch, you know. And then my stomach hurt for like two more months, and I was like, I'm gonna go see the witch.
And, let's see if she has.
And I went, and like not that witchy, you guys. Like food sensitivity testing, some supplements, a lot of blood testing. There's some stuff's weird. Like you got to call her by her first name. Like I'm supposed to call her Dr. Olivia, which like doesn't inspire confidence. You know, that's like for the prosecution, District Attorney Randy. Like,
it doesn't. The gravitas somewhat removed.
Yes. Yeah, exactly, Tom. But the thing is, I'll call her whatever she wants. Like she fixed me. I love her. Right. Like almost romantically, she changed my life. But she's not cheap though. She is not at all cheap. Like I should have known, because when I go in there, it's like three pretty girls behind this nice oak desk, and they're like, "Greg Warren, it's so good to see you." I'm like, "This is going to cost me." Pretty girls being nice to you—that's usually a lot of money. Like, unless it's a make-a-wish situation, that's a lot of money. I've been to the regular doctor. That's not how it works. It's an old lady that slides a window open about a quarter of an inch. Like, "Sit down, fill out the forms. If you have any questions, call your mama." I'm familiar with this process. $15, and they don't sure. help.
I'm kind of curious. The treatment. What did it entail? Was this a dietary stuff, or were there other?
Yeah, a lot of dietary stuff. I mean, the food sensitivity testing, some blood testing, a lot of different supplements, which are. They're expensive too, Tom. I take a probiotic. I don't know if you know what that is.
Absolutely.
There's good bacteria and bad bacteria. There's a war going on in my stomach. And you know, wars cost money. I take this it's about $100 a bottle. Here's the good thing is I looked at the bottle. It's got 300 billion colony forming units of this thing called Lactobacillus acidophilus in one pill. Wow. So per colony forming unit, very inexpensive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're definitely. Yeah. You want to go wholesale.
Look at it that way. Yeah.
But the thing is, like, I called my, I was like, okay, it's very expensive, but I have health insurance, right? I pay a lot for health insurance. It's, I do that every month. It's $500 a month or whatever. And so I send them the bill and they're like, yeah, we're not paying Olivia. I'm like, why not? They're like, ooh. I'm like, no. I thought so too. They're like, she's a witch. I'm like, she's a good witch. She's like Stevie Nicks or something. She's a good witch. But they don't pay. You guys, they don't pay her. They won't pay. And I have to pay her a lot of money. And I pay my insurance company. And it's the reason they won't pay her is because she didn't go to med school. Like she's a chiropractor who spent like 20 years on her own learning all this stuff about advanced gut health and new ways to fix the stomach. And it's just killing me. I mean, the only way I'm going to be able to afford this, I'm going to have to pay for Olivia to go to med school. I she's not going to want to go. I know you don't want to go, Olivia. Just get D's. I don't care.
Yeah. Get that MD thing, whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah, just get it. I got it, you know.
In the long run, that'll be cheaper.
We should have. She's fixed my I'm telling these guys, they're like, well, I'm like, I tried your doctors. We had a stomach fixing contest and she won. A stomach fixing contest.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Hey, I have a question. Does Dr. Olivia, do you have to buy the pills from her or can you get them elsewhere? Is there a three beautiful blonde chicks upgrade on the price?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 I buy all of it there. Tom, they're very friendly when they sell that to me. Extremely friendly. Very nice girls.
Greg Warren is our guest. Greg is man behind the television special. I believe it's on Amazon Prime. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. It's a wonderful special.
It's called Where the Field Corn Grows. And again, Greg, I know I should know this. The distinction between field corn and is it sweet corn? Is that the other one?
Field corn, that's what they grind up and feed to the animals,
right.
and sweet corn, that's what we eat. They explain to you, it's very easy to remember, Tom, because field corn is grown in a field, whereas sweet corn is grown in a field.
So if you're driving down Interstate 70 and you see corn on either side, can you, at a quick look-see, tell me which one it is?
No. No, I can't.
Can an astute farmer do that, or do they have to stop and?
Probably. What I can tell you is, if you're driving down I-70, it's a 99% chance it's field corn. Like that's what everybody grows is field corn.
Yeah.
So the guy that I get my sweet corn from.
Well, he's growing sweet corn, of course.
He's probably growing sweet corn.
If that's where you're getting your sweet corn.
Is he growing it, or is he going over to Whole Foods and buying it and then setting up a stand?
Somebody asked him.
It could be, I think he's growing field corn and just sprinkling sugar on it.
There you go. You want how sweet you want it.
Greg Warren is going to be back on the road. Greg is one of my favorite comedians.
Greg, I'm sorry to hear about your food. I have food sensitivity also.
Is that right, Josh?
Yeah. When my plate is clear, I tend to cry.
Oh, no.
Sensitive, right?
I've seen him do it. Hey, chick. Yep. When his plate is full, I eat that stack of pancakes.
Oh,
he's happy as can be.
Oh, yeah. Right you are.
See, this is why people go, why are you always teasing Greg? Well, I get teased plenty, too.
Now, Greg, once again, we're looking at you. We're looking at
you're
through
a baby. We're
looking at you through the so-called Zoom system.
Yeah.
And once again, the background behind you, it looks like a brick wall, but it's apparently a curtain. Yeah, but are you getting yourself back in the mode of the comedy club, the all the clubs that want to kind of look like the Improv in 1965? Mort Saul.
What did you say? The Improv.
The Improv. You call it the Improv.
The benefits improv. Of a classical education.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't teach a syllable emphasis, huh?
Yeah. No, it's improvisation, not improv.
I can mispronounce many words. Many, many words.
Are you looking forward to going back to the clubs?
I am. I think last time we talked, I told you I had a chance to sort of think a lot during this last year about, you know, how I got in the business. I told you about that guy, Freddie DeMarco, that was.
Yeah, I love Freddie.
No, yeah, I don't know Freddie. Who was he again?
Freddie's a guy that was when I worked at a comedy club when I was in college. And Freddie owned this comedy club in Columbia, Missouri. Pat knows him.
Sure.
He's a guy that when I went to work at Procter & Gamble, Greg, why would you do that? I mean, what are you doing with your life? Jesus Christ. I tell you, you're going to sell soap for the rest of your life, Greg? Freddie, they're giving me a company car. Greg, you know what? You're gonna drive that company car off a bridge one day because you're so bored with your life.
Yeah.
I tell you what. So I was talking to you guys about him, and I guess his girlfriend's friends heard it. So he called me, Greg, what are you doing? Why don't you just learn some jokes or something? Why don't you talk about me in the Bob and Tom show? Jesus Craig, you've been in the business for 25 years. You don't know any jokes? You never could get it right with this guy. I mean, like when I go on stage early, I'd be like, Craig, you need more jokes. Jesus, you don't have any jokes. And then, you know, a month later, it's all you're doing is jokes, Craig. You have some personality. You're telling jokes. But my first job there, I was a doorman, one of the doormen. But he told me, hey, at the end of the night, I need to go on the microphone in the DJ booth. And I had to tell people it was time to go, you know, and get them to leave. So I'm a college kid. I get on. I'm like, you guys got to go. And Greg, like, what are you doing? I'm like, I told him to go. Hey, Greg, you told him to go one time. I mean, Greg, Jesus, Greg, the drunks, Greg, they're not United States Marines. two nights later, I'm on there. I'm like, you guys got to go. You got to go. You got to get out. Greg, what are you doing? You're killing me. What are you doing? You told me to keep telling him. I told you to keep telling him, Greg. I didn't tell you to keep nagging him. You sound like somebody's mother-in-law, right? You think people want to come to a bar and see their mother-in-law? I call my divorce lawyer. I'm not even married. What's wrong with you? You're killing me,
Greg. Greg Warren, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, go ahead. Keep going.
When I was in college, I was in a fraternity, and I remember this. Like when I first started working, Greg, what do you got to be in a fraternity for? I don't understand the whole thing. I mean, what do you got to pay to have friends? And when I was in college, I just had friends. I mean, it's stupid. It's just stupid. Greg, you want to be part of the Greek system? You know, open a diner.
That's him.
So then somewhere along the line, these fraternities and sororities like started having moms and dads weekends, and they had the moms and dads weekends at Freddie's comedy club at Deja Vu, and he started making a killing off of these guys. Greg, I tell you what, I love these kids. I tell you, they're very, very nice kids. The whole Greek system is a good thing for the community. They're really doing a nice thing. I tell you what, I mean, they're very polite and respectful.
Greg Warren's
Pat worked for him, right?
Oh, yeah, you're nailing the voice, man.
Greg Warren's once again special is Where the Field Corn Grows on Amazon Prime. And once again, hitting the road, Cincy, Raleigh, Wichita, Louisville, Tulsa, Little Rock, and Phoenix. Thanks, Greg.
Bye, Greg. Oh, it's so
great talking to you, Greg.
You too, man. See you.
Very handsome.
Bye, guys.
Very.
Ace is very handsome.
Oh. Oh, Greg is very
classic,
handsome.
The classic Tom Snipe. Yeah, he gets it in and hangs up on it.
Yes. No, look, he's still there.
No defending himself.
Yeah. Like a sniper.
Did you get a little nervous? You hadn't said anything positive to Ace in 10 minutes? Well, I better say something. He might rise up.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.